This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll hear from a new class of young producers at the Dayton Early College Academy. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce the story.
What do Katy Perry, Denzel Washington, and George Stephanopoulos have in common with Dayton Youth Radio producer Brittany Murphy? Well, they're all PKs, or preacher's kids. Today, 17-year-old Brittany shares her memories.
Me being able to accept Christ as my holy Savior is thanks to my dad, Reverend George D. Murphy, Jr., my pastor and my father. Imagine instruments playing, children and adults singing, and a pastor that keeps you in the presence of the Lord. My father started off preaching with a friend of his named Settle Townsend. Then my father noticed a struggling church with about 6 to 7 members that were about to be left without a pastor because theirs had lost hope in the function of the church. But my father believed that where as few as 2 or 3 are gathered in the Lord's name, he will be present, so he decided to step in. My dad always referred to the congregation as the faithful few. The name of our church is God's Vision. Our church is in the Residence Park neighborhood of Dayton. It's around the corner from a famous barbecue place called Shields. Since there were a small amount of members, my mother would pick them up every Sunday for service and every Wednesday for Bible study. If someone missed church, my father would make it his mission to stop by their house, give them a brief word and prayer. I was tasked with singing the opening song for church every Sunday. My dad's favorite song for me to sing is He's Able by Kurt Franklin.
Be strong, my sister, for your work is not done. Keep on believing and hold on tight.
He told me that if anything could get him in touch with the Spirit, it would be the joy across my face when I felt and sang the music. Being a pastor's daughter means you're held to certain standards. I got called the good girl more than the good kids. Just because I'm a preacher's kid, it's expected that everything I say must be sweet and angel-like. But that's not the case. No one expects me to break a rule, cuss, or do anything that might not be acceptable. Honestly, I try to live up to those standards. Being a pastor's kid has its perks, though, because I was spoiled. Anything I asked for, I could have. My biggest high school heartbreak is the loss of my father. He passed away last year on May 22nd of 2018. It was towards the end of my freshman year. The passing of my father was so hard to handle and understand, but I knew he was going to be in a better place. I know that I'll see my father soon because that's what the Lord promised. My brother, Terry Murphy, stepped in as acting minister, and it's almost as if he's a spitting image of my father.
Everybody up on your feet. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
I wish my dad was here. He would be proud of me. This wouldn't be the story I would present if he was here. But I know that any story I had presented that was from the heart, he would have been proud of me. And I hope that he's watching me from heaven, or, you know, some say it's a holding place and that people aren't in heaven yet, but they're waiting for their spot. And I just hope that my dad is looking down on me from wherever he is. And I know that wherever he is, it's amazing because God placed him there.
Our demons are trembling, holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Dayton Early College Academy, this is Brittany Murphy.
That was Use This Gospel, written and produced by Brittany Murphy, a junior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.